the suggestion that we're doing the same thing that the perpetrators of Pizzagate were doing, or the Macedonian teenagers just making stuff up for the purposes of derailing an election, or just for the purposes of clicks, that, you know, that suggestion struck me as not just opinion, not just, hey, I don't agree with the editorial, but rather an attack, because a newspaper's only real asset is its credibility. So if you're going to try to undermine the credibility of a newspaper, you're attacking its core asset with false information or a false claim, and that in my experience rises to the level of actionable defamation. You know, that said, I think news media, newspapers included, are at an all-time low in terms of how they are perceived by their readers and consumers. You know, it's concerning when truth becomes hard to define. Truth is in the eye of the beholder. I think that's a very concerning thing for not just our industry, but our democracy. Fake news is in my view, deliberately manufactured, invented deception. And importantly, we have tangible examples of fake news that occurred during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Then our president began, I think, abusing or misusing the term and applying it to legitimate news organizations such as the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, CNN. And through that use, the term fake news has taken on perhaps a different meaning. It just now seems to mean anything you don't like is fake news. It's taken on a meaning that does not comport with the objective meaning of those words. So there's always been misinformation out there, and there's been stories which have been intended to deceive. I think what's different is, one, we have social media, so it is the fake news and fake news stories get passed on at a lightning pace throughout the country,